Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Veterans Connect Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today. I'm Ryan Redhawk, and that is Brandon Skolnick.
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
Fantastic. A marvelous Monday in the Business Radio X studios.
Nice and breezy outside.
Yeah, you have a good weekend?
I did. Yeah, it was great.
What did you do?
A lot of spring cleaning. We got that done.
So spring cleaning in August.
Yeah.
There you go.
At least we did it, right?
That's right. And you're about to leave town on a European vacation, aren't you?
Oh, we are. We're going to head over to Croatia, hang out there for a little bit.
So jealous.
Yeah. So what'd you do this weekend?
Just a lot of domestic chores myself
as
well.
See? Yeah. It was a good weekend for that.
Yeah. I did walk by the river with the dog, but you know, that's, you know, kind of lame. But
That's kind of nice.
Yeah. But other than that, man, just happy to be back here on another episode. This is episode 13. And we got a special guest in the studio here today.
We do.
Yeah. So before we get started, let's remind our listeners to check us out on social media. Make sure you're following the program on Twitter at Vet Connect Radio. You can also follow me personally at Ryan Redhawk, and you can follow Brandon at Vets in Startups.
Yes, you can.
On Twitter. And sometimes we use the hashtag Vets Connect, and you can also check us out on Facebook. We'll be uploading some pictures later of the in-studio guest and sharing some more information via that channel. So check us out there. All right. Without further ado, let's say hello to the gentleman from Disgruntled Veterans, Mr. Mike Brennan. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. And tell us a little bit about Mike Brennan. Where are you from and where'd you grow up?
Originally from New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. Grew up, moved all over the place. Georgia was the last place I moved to with my family back in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Went to high school out here, joined the Army from out here.
So you went to high school here in Atlanta?
Yeah, Centennial.
Nice.
Yeah, Centennial High School.
Yeah, Centennial over in Alpharetta, Johns Creek area.
Okay, got it, got it.
He's in Kennesaw, so he's...
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm in Marietta, so...
All right. So then you joined the military right out of high school, huh?
Yeah.
What branch?
Army.
Army, all right. Sounds good to me.
Started in the National Guard,
190th
MP Company out of Kennesaw.
Okay, right on.
Did that, deployed with those guys to Iraq in 2006, came home in 07, went active duty, and then I was with the 101st Airborne 2nd Brigade Combat Team.
Still an MP role?
Yeah, MP role.
Yeah.
So it was just a much smaller role. So it wasn't more the traditional law enforcement type deal. It was more of, we're advisors, trainers, things like that.
You know, NP life in garrison is a whole lot different than NP life out in country.
Yeah.
Right? That you guys have all kinds of tasks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but then you found yourself ready to transition out, right? What year was that?
That was 2013.
So just recently.
Yeah.
2013, and you said, I had enough of the Army, I had enough of the National Guard, I'm ready to go and kind of, you know, find your next mission in life. What was that experience like? Really, what was the reason to get out? Did you want to do some other things?
Well, initially, I deployed three times. I went to Iraq twice and Afghanistan once, and that was almost every calendar year from the time I was on my first tour in 06. I was really busy with that, but when I came home, after that final deployment, I was thinking to myself, you know, it's time to go move on, do bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And that's when I found myself, you know, in that transition period. It was tough. You know, you're trying to find work, trying to find where you want to live, where you want to stay. And I really wasn't finding too much help out there.
Right.
You know, I mean, like this was before, you know, a lot of social media started blowing up and, you know, more resources started becoming available. So, you know. I was bouncing around and came back to Atlanta and I was just like, well, start school, earn my degree and take it from there.
Right. Because those are generally the veterans are limited to their options when they do get out. It's go back to school.
Oh, yeah.
Get a job.
Or go join the police
or
force.
Or be a stay at home dad or something. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you do, right? You're a stay at home dad.
Yeah, that's what I do. So just hang out 24/7.
Watch Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't have a lot of options. So schooling was something that you said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And you started looking towards some avenues that way.
Yes, absolutely. And essentially with school, you know, I just saw it as a great opportunity to go learn a new trade, you know, just something new, you know, that I can really enjoy doing and something I can take with me to actually help benefit, you know, military and veteran communities.
You know, so you didn't want to go into law enforcement? I mean, being an MP and all that?
I was looking into it. You know, there's a lot that I did want to do with that, but I just felt, you know, I got to do something new. I got to do something new.
That's fair. So you got into The ITT or?
Yeah, I started off in ITT Tech.
Okay.
You know, that was a great doorway for me. It was showing me, you know, just different avenues, different approaches of different ways of life, essentially, that I found myself in. And I was like, well, you know what? I enjoy building things. I enjoy designing things. So I got into drafting, designing.
Okay.
And now I'm going to get into industrial engineering.
Oh, wow.
ITT Tech.
Yeah.
That may be the first veteran I think has gone that route.
Yeah. Right?
That we've interviewed.
Yeah, of course. And now he's going to jump over to KSU.
Which, you know, may be another route in itself. You're choosing kind of like both of them, right? Using
exactly.
a double header there.
I think
that's great. A technical trade as well as a traditional university route.
Yeah, because it's blowing up right now.
Like, right.
When you look at the market and you see how things are going, you know, it's engineering is just one of those avenues that it's literally limitless to where you can go, what you can do with it, and
right.
you know, what you can honestly do to help others.
Now, with the ITT Tech and KSU endeavors, have you utilized your GI Bill for these?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, so it would encourage others to...
It's 100%. I mean, like, you get paid to go to school.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
So what you might be recommending is if you don't have anything to do, going to school is always a good option.
Absolutely.
Going to school is absolutely an amazing option.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you get to network, you meet new people, you learn a new trade and a skill set for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it can benefit you tremendously.
Yeah, so. Going to school, and like I said, you can network, and then also utilizing the GI Bill, you get paid, essentially.
Absolutely.
Right.
And you know what? It's a good, it's a good transition, right? Because you're learning to socialize with normal human beings, right?
Yep, civilians.
Civilians, you realize that not everybody has to scream at each other to get their point across, right? So it's a good opportunity to, you know, cool your jets.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. And assimilate back into society.
Right,
we need to do that for sure. So for those listeners who may have just joined us, we're talking with Mike Brennan. He's with Disgruntled Veterans, a very wildly successful Facebook page. Tell us about your first encounter with them. Were you a fan first? And then you got asked to be part of the staff, or how did that work out for you?
I was definitely a fan first. You know, I came across these guys with the work they've done with another group that we also work closely with called Dysfunctional Veterans. Now, you know, of course, with the names out there, it's just that's us having a play on words with it, having fun. So I started with Dysfunctional Veterans. I was following these guys, and I started seeing the Disgruntled Vets popping up a whole lot. So I started following that page. I started getting a little more involved with it. They put out an ad looking for additional admins to join their team.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
So you put it out a listing, said, we need help.
Exactly.
On Facebook, or was that Craigslist?
Yeah, this is on Facebook.
Okay.
And so, you know, I jumped in on that, and I threw my name out there, and I did a whole interview process with them, backgrounds, all that good stuff. And
so they actually vet their editors
and
make sure everybody's not just some... you know, crazy Joe out there putting something on the media, on social media, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they're looking for people, you know, that are serious about, you know, wanting to help and grow the community and make it stronger and, you know, show that, you know, we don't leave each other behind, regardless of who you served with, when you served, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We look out for everybody.
Now, before you came on the program, I was mentioning that we're going to interviewing Mike from Disgruntled Veterans, and people say, oh, I love that page. Or, that's great, man. But then others would say, you know, sometimes they're a little off color. You know, sometimes their humor is a little too crass, or maybe how do you moderate yourself and know what's good and not good? And then how do you address some of those criticisms?
Well, for starters, we keep away from politics.
Well, that's good.
You know, that's a headache by itself.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're in the military, politics means nothing to you.
Right.
You know, because you're going to be serving under somebody regardless.
Exactly.
And you got to suck it up. You got to like it.
Yeah.
Right. In the Army, we used to say, you know, some folks lean red, some folks lean blue, but in the Army, we lean green.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's it. So we're all just the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But as far as, you know, the critics go, we've definitely had a few. You know, they'll be like, oh, well, you know, it's offensive or whatnot. I mean, like, we don't intentionally or put anything offensive up on our page. You know, everything that we post up on our page, as far as pictures may go, you know, it's military related. It's having jokes. It's poking fun. You know, of course, there's going to be some people that just can't take it, you know, but hey, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, you can unlike the page and follow.
Yeah.
You know.
And there is a certain humor that goes around Army groups or Marine groups or military in general.
Yeah.
That other civilians may not understand.
Yeah, they don't. It's too much.
Yeah.
We far too often go too far.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's understood that it's all in good nature, and then none of it's meant in a cruel way.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's what separates us, though, from dysfunctional veterans as far as the humor and things goes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They tend to take things down, you know, a whole different path of, you know, this is true military life. This is what you're going to find. Us, you know, we're a little more conservative in what we do and what we post, but the mission stays the same.
So, yeah, so address that a little more. How many editors do you have working on the page? Who's in charge of this whole thing?
All right, so this page was initially started by a couple guys. I'll just go ahead and use their call signs on this one. So you had Chappie, you had Number Two.
Okay.
These guys started up, you know, when they came home from their deployment as a way to keep in touch with, you know, their buddies and everything else from their unit. But, you know, it just started blowing up. But right now, about 12 give or take about 12 people.
Editors all around the country from all branches of service.
Yeah, we cover all branches of service, all generations. You know, we have Army, Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps, even Coast Guard.
You have Coast Guard?
Oh, man.
Yeah, we got one Coast Guard. Yeah, Thumper is our resident Coast Guard guy.
Got it.
Don't diss on the coasties, friend.
No.
And we have one British soldier.
Okay.
Call him Limey.
Right.
He's out of the UK. He's a Desert Storm vet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's a tanker.
So I'm curious to know, too, about the page itself. It's great. You're reaching a community, and veterans are coming from all walks of life to kind of join this community. But then how do you measure success of the page? Is it like, hey, we got 50 new likes this week? Or do you have other ways to kind of, are you selling product? I mean, how do you know? There's got to be a business behind all this.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we're selling shirts right now with our logo on it. And, you know, we've been doing that in conjunction with dysfunctional veterans. But, you know, we have a few other avenues of things that we're working with and other companies and groups. One of them being Operation Encore.
Okay.
Now, with Operation Encore, this was a group that was started up, you know, that basically takes musicians of all backgrounds, genres, things of that nature. And they're, you know, it's all veterans, though, you know, so it's like, you know, if you have a vet out there that's written a song, you know, and they want to get it out there, they want to get it heard, they send it out to Operation Encore, and these guys make it happen.
I don't write any music. I write cadences, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love, like, cause I sing cadence to myself when I'm running with the dog.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes I'll make up some dumb ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should start recording
them. You should.
And then submit them to Operation Encore.
Operation Encore.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Is there a specific genre? Or is it any music, all music?
Yeah, they're covering everything.
Really?
Yeah,
that's pretty wild.
Well, we're looking for a theme song for our show here.
We are,
so if there's any musician veterans out there want to pitch us your theme, please do so. And you can connect with us at veteransconnectradio@gmail.com. That's right. Unless we've been hacked again.
No, it's good now.
All right, good. We've got some saboteurs out there, I think, that are out to get us.
Yeah.
So that's good. So the page itself has got a kind of tentacles and business and social and just networking and a lot of different things going on with the group. How many page likes do you have now?
A little over 105,000 right now.
Oh. Brandon, we're at about 100.
Yeah. 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 So we're doing pretty good.
We're doing all right. We're on our way.
Now, you also do Disgruntled Dex.
Yeah,
you tell me about that. Tell us about that.
Okay, now Disgruntled Dex is Cards Against Humanity.
You know what Cards Against Humanity is?
I've heard of it.
Right. Okay.
Cards, I don't know much more than that.
It's you know, I guess to kind of put it, you know, a nice way here. It's you taking like random situations and you're given specific answers that you can choose to answer that.
Okay.
And, you know, usually it's the funniest one or...
It's like choose your own adventure.
The darker sense of humor you have, the better the game plays.
I see.
Absolutely. Right?
And so then they created Disgruntled Dex.
It's a card game.
Yeah, it's a card game.
It's a military version of it. And you guys are shipping now?
They're in the process of shipping 5,000 Disgruntled Dex.
Wow.
Right now. But here's the kicker to it. They're also doing 200 personalized ammo cans.
Wow.
To service members and veterans across the globe. You know, a lot of it's been, you know, fan purchases and things like that. So it's been great. Wow. You know, they got everything from, they're doing a 400 card Marine Corps deck, a 400 card Navy deck, a Canadian version of the original Army deck. And I mean, like, it's just growing from there.
Wow. Yeah. So you got a lot of good feedback. It looks like that product is moving.
It'll be played in barracks all across the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you also have here that you started up.
starting up a local company out here in Atlanta. It's called One Up Apparel.
One Up Apparel. Okay, and tell us about that.
One Up Apparel, it's this was an idea that was started between me and a battle buddy of mine I served with in the Army in Afghanistan. He was huge into games, and you know, every time we were going out on patrol or a mission, we kind of find ourselves joking around a lot about just uniforms we're wearing and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we're just like, well, we started thinking, with the digital pattern, we're talking like 8 and 16-bit, like old school video games. So you're talking everything from Atari all the way up to current. And we're taking these initial ideas and we're putting a veteran twist on them.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, like, it's going to be humor. It's going to be fun.
Right.
And it's going to be hitting that gaming community. That's honestly, it's huge. It's huge in the military. So
military themed apparel targeted to the gaming community within the military or veterans along the line. Now, that's an interesting, though. Great idea. Great concept. Very unique market to serve and kind of a niche there. But then how you got to get to launch, right? You got to design the shirts. You got to go to production. You got to get them out there. So walk us through a little bit about that business aspect.
Okay. Well, the business aspect of it, right now we've got a bunch of preliminary designs out now, and we're going to be launching our page here, hopefully.
So you're going to start launching through social media.
Yeah. We already got a guy who's working on social media, hitting everything from Twitter to Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr. It doesn't matter. We're hitting it all.
Yep.
We're currently working on a website now. Hopefully that'll be done before the end of the week. Mm-hmm. Production-wise, we've reached out to some local companies out here in Atlanta that have agreed to kind of work with us and walk us through a lot of the process on printing and shipping.
You can't do it alone. You need some help.
Absolutely.
You need some guidance from other successful entrepreneurs. What about any veteran resources out there, either through the SBA or maybe through Kennesaw State? Are there any kind of business assistance resources you can lean on?
These are still avenues we're looking at right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just been over the last few weeks, we've really put a lot of focus and a lot of time and effort into One Up Apparel. Initially, it took a little over a year just to get all these designs and everything put together and make sure we're not going to be crossing any licensing boundaries, things like that.
Oh, okay. So you guys did a lot of research before. So even though that you're starting to set up your company now, you've been working on this for over a year.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. No, we've been working on it for a long time.
All right. Wow.
We've been paying attention to trends and seeing where things are going.
Yeah. So good advice to any veteran out there who may have a business idea. Don't think you have to go to market tomorrow.
No.
Begin to cultivate that idea, develop all angles of bringing that business to market. So when it's time to launch, you've done a little homework and kind of laid a foundation for success.
Yeah, that research counts. It counts when it comes time to launch. So if it takes a while to get to launch, as long as you're slowly moving towards that goal, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's, if there's any advice I can give to any other vets out there, I mean, like, just from what I've been doing and been very fortunate to be getting involved with, it's patience is key.
Yeah.
And it's very, and it can be congruent to all the other projects you may be working on. You don't have to just say, hey, I'm working on starting this apparel company and that's all I'm focused on. I mean, you've got your hand in so many other things. What do you like to do to kind of take your mind off it all and kind of refocus and get re-energized?
I love going to live, concerts, live shows.
Okay.
That's always a lot of fun.
The Dixie Chicks were at Verizon Wireless last night. Did you go to that, Brandon?
Oh, no, I did. I missed that one. I must have not put that on my calendar.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. No, I live right by there and I can hear the music last night.
Can you really?
Yeah, from the concert.
Did you dance a little bit when you're walking
your dog? No. Okay. Didn't do any of that. Not my kind of music. Yeah. But live concerts,
Live concerts, yeah. No.
Were you at the Dixie Chicks concert?
No, I was actually at Flogging Molly and Frank Turner out in Nashville.
Wow.
On Friday.
Friday. Okay. Yeah, wow. Flogging Molly still exists.
Yeah. That was a great show.
Got to meet
the guys, prior and during the show and even after. And it was a great time.
You guys have a beer?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, right on.
No, I got pictures, all that good stuff.
Nice.
Ran into some fans from the page, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, how do you approach that? How do they know you're with the page? Or you just kind of throw that out? Are you wearing a shirt? I mean, how do they know?
Staff on it?
Yeah.
Tattoos is one of them.
Okay.
I got our disgruntled logo tattooed on us when we hit 100,000 likes.
So people see that and they're like, hey, I know that page.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. That, I post stuff up on the page saying, hey, this is where we'll be. Here's what we're doing. We always encourage everybody, if they're following the page, to come out and hang out, talk with us, I mean, like, just because, they'll reach us on the page doesn't mean that we don't want to go and reach them
in
person.
Yeah. Do you find do you target or end up targeting enlisted side or officer side? Or are you getting everybody?
We're getting everybody.
Everybody?
Yeah, okay. We're getting everybody.
What about to come out to events? You got a lot of enlisted guys, or is it still mixed?
It's
as well?
Kind of a mix.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
That's really a mix. You know, we did a 22 until none event.
Okay.
A couple months ago, and that was actually up in New Jersey, and that had a pretty large turnout. Mm-hmm. You know, 300 to 500 people
wow.
showed up to that, and that was benefiting. The DV farm, which is dysfunctional veterans. They actually have their own farm that...
like an actual farm.
It's an actual farm.
Okay.
And what these guys do is they'll bring in homeless vets.
Wow.
They give them a place to stay. They give them some work and help them get back on their feet. And then...
How many people or how many pages or groups are associated with dysfunctional veterans and disgruntled veterans?
That's a lot.
Really?
Yeah, there's honestly a lot. And,
wow.
I mean, like, it'd be tough to go through and just name every single one.
Okay.
But I mean, like, there are a lot of veteran pages and a lot of veteran groups out there. But...
connected to you guys is a lot as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, a little more about the association. That just means, hey, we share things regularly. Are we actually planning content together? Or
yeah. Everything from content to even just stuff on social media.
Yeah, you just know, sharing alike. Yeah.
Resources, you know, as far as the resources would go for outside mm-hmm. of the page itself. You know, if we have somebody who's writing into us saying, hey, you know, they're going through a tough time or, you know their suicidal thoughts, ideations, anything like that. You know, we worked with it all and, you know, we've compiled a great list of local resources, national resources that are outside of the VA.
Okay.
Groups very similar to ours that, you know, can jump right in and help this person out wherever they may be.
Right. So in on that subject, you talked about bids.
Yes.
And so what are bids and then what is it that entails?
Okay. So a bid, you know, just like anything in the military, we all love acronyms.
And the Army specifically loves acronyms.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but go ahead.
So a bid is, it's called a battle in distress.
All right.
And battle in distress is generally somebody who's going to write into the page, or it could be a family member or somebody that'll reach out to us and say, hey, we got this guy. He's not doing too well. You know, we need somebody to talk to him, to be with him, whatever the case may be. So we're going to jump right to it. And
okay.
This guy may be in Kansas somewhere, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter where he is.
So you'll find, you pick up the phone or find somebody local that can go over there and talk to him face to face.
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's great.
And you were just when you were in Tennessee, you said you had interacted with a couple of them, right?
Yeah, I was interacting with a few bids.
Okay.
Right around the Fort Campbell area. A lot of these guys, you know, are active duty soldiers. So.
Right. You know, and so what do you, you know, is it a conversation?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we break into conversation.
Okay.
You know, I mean, like, we're very personable, very approachable people.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm like, we kind of put everything, you know, the joking and a lot of it is put aside. And,
right.
You know, we get to the root of the problem pretty quick and then kind of talk through it and hand over some resources and numbers that they can call immediately to start getting things rolling.
Okay. So Mike, the editor, a.k.a. Hooligan, right, at Disgruntled Veterans, Dysfunctional Veterans, you see a lot of jokes. But beyond that Facebook page, you guys are into the community and you're, you know, helping each individual soldier and other organizations be successful.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, yeah. I didn't know that you got your outreach was such a personal level. I thought it was just pure humor, you know,
right,
and sell a couple hats and shirts along the way. But
yeah.
You guys are actually touching veterans.
And creating things.
Yep.
Like the DV Farms,
yeah.
You know, and you have that music, Operation Encore.
Operation Encore. Yeah. And, you know, going back to Operation Encore too, you know, they just launched their first album.
Wow.
And they're actually going to be doing an album release party, and that's going to be November 12th.
Okay.
And that's in Litchfield, Arizona.
Nice.
We might not be able to make that.
No,
but
we could tune
to anybody,
in.
Yeah, we'll tune in for sure.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. They have a website, operationencoremusic.com. You can stream it on Spotify.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a great program, you know, and you know, there's just,
and you said there's an album number two coming.
Album
right?
number two, yeah, they're about ready to start a Kickstarter for that one.
Okay. And what's their goal exactly on a Kickstarter for an album production? 10,000 million?
To be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure on those numbers, but I'm, you know, it's within a reasonable amount.
Right,
you know,
just to get everything produced, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But I mean, like, in turn, all this goes back right into the veteran community.
Oh, absolutely.
And helping it grow. So, I mean, like, same thing for us. Shirts, everything that we sell goes right back into helping us grow. But also goes back into the community.
Helping
so.
Veterans.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, we're not greedy on this at all. And,
Even if it were, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, right. I'd love to get your thoughts, too, from the Facebook perspective. You know, all of us use it or have used it or maybe for personal and professional approaches. From your you know, kind of experience, are there some really do's and don'ts when it comes to Facebook? Some like must-haves if you're trying to create a page? Maybe for us and Brandon, we're trying to, you know, ramp up our page.
Yes.
You know, what do we got to do to kind of to set it above from all those other pages out there?
Yeah, just network. A lot of networking. You want to keep your fans of the page involved in everything you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing we do.
And how do you do that? Keeping people involved.
I mean, like, you guys know what the term meme is.
Yep. So,
You know, we'll do all kinds of things from meme wars. So, you know, we'll get the fans to start throwing stuff out. And it'll be inter-branch meme wars. We'll do, you know, Army fire shots at Marine Corps, or, you know, Coast Guard at the Air Force, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, we keep it interesting and we keep it moving. And of course, you know, we always tell our guys, you know, we want to hear your feedback. We want to know what you guys think. Yeah. And, you know, if there's something that you want to start seeing more of, something less of, let us know. And we're going to make it happen.
Yeah. And so just stay active, get out there, engage your audience, listen to your audience,
right?
Let them participate. I think that's a big part of it, the
Absolutely.
Audience participation. You know, for us, it's about getting our message out of our platform, but also letting the other veterans know that this is a platform that they can turn to for all their business or resources or transition needs, for sure. So we're on the right track. Just got to keep at it. Maybe we need to add it. Mike as an editor.
Maybe.
You know, let him start, you know, ramp up our game a little
bit. It's not like he has too much going on.
just a little bit. Yeah. For
Take
sure.
care of this as well.
Yeah, so yeah, that's a good segue to the next question. What's next for you? You know, you got a lot on your plate already, but you're still growing and maturing as a man in this world. So what's next for you?
I want to keep moving forward with what we got going on. You know, I want to keep growing within the veteran community. I want to keep reaching out to veterans everywhere, showing them, hey, you know, we've all been in tough spots. We've all been in great spots, but, you know, you're never alone. You know, we got the term, I got your six.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something we say all the time, you know. Right. So just, I want to keep that growing and let it known. It's like, you know, I don't care where you are in life, what you're doing. You know, if you served, you know, I got your six. Regardless of, you know, what you may be doing. If you need help, you know, we're going to be here for it. So
that's great.
Yeah, you know, I want to keep growing on that.
I got your six radio.com. I should go get that domain right now.
Speaking of that, and you guys also do a podcast,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. We do a podcast as well. God. Yeah, that's called Disgruntled Discussions.
And where do y'all do that out of?
Right now, it's just Skype.
Okay, yeah. So you'll have other veterans call into Skype. You can have multiple people in one program.
Yeah, like, well, we haven't really reached that point where we're having people calling in just yet. You know, all our podcasts are done through DV Radio.
Okay.
You know, website for that, dvradio.net, or you can find it on any, you know, podcast app, whatever you may have, and that's DV Radio. The show's on Saturday. It airs after Dysfunctional Veterans goes on.
Okay.
We call it Disgruntled Discussions.
All right.
So, and we cover everything from, you know, current topics and events, but generally anything that would make you disgruntled, you know, throughout the week.
Just go call in there. You complain about Uncle Sam bothering you.
Whatever.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter.
VA claim is not getting pushed through fast enough. Let's talk about why and how that makes me mad and all that. Sure.
Yeah.
So, well, that's good. Yeah, the podcast, you know, there's so many people out there. More and more people are accessing information and connecting with others via the audio channels out there on the interwebs. And that's what we're doing here.
Absolutely.
We like the in-studio experience, the live interviews. We believe there's a little more substance there, and particularly in Atlanta, because that's the market we're
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. We serve the Atlanta veteran community.
Yeah.
That's where we hang out.
Right. And, you know, although there may be some veterans in Kansas that like our program and could find some information useful.
Yeah.
But most of you know, of our
But
audience.
They're not allowed to like our page.
Yeah. We'll start Veterans Kansas one day. But right now, it's just here in Atlanta. So, all right, let's make sure our listeners can find out more information. What are the best coordinates for you or your Facebook page or anything like that?
On Facebook, I would say it's Disgruntled Vets. Definitely check out Dysfunctional Veterans as well. I'm like, you know, but of course, that's all going to depend on where your humor lays and everything else. But Operation Encore, you know, OperationEncoreMusic.com.
Okay.
Disgruntled Dex, you can find those guys on Facebook as well, just under Disgruntled Dex. Or if you want, go to Disgruntled Vets, and, you know, we are always posting up links. Same thing for our podcast. You know, we're always posting up links throughout the week when that's coming up, what we'll be discussing, and, you know, just having fun with.
Yeah, right. Any events coming up or other places that people may find you? Concerts on your calendar that you can find Mike at?
You know, we're definitely trying to keep an open schedule right now as far as all that goes. You know, I was lucky enough just to get away for this last weekend. So, but other than that, you know, whenever anything comes up, I'll always post under the page. My call sign is Hooligan.
Hooligan.
So,
yeah, watch out for that, folks. So, all right. Well, thank you, Mike Brandon from Disgruntled Veterans, coming on the program here today to share your story. If we could help you further your message or amplify your voice, or if you had some new, exciting information to share, come back and be a guest. We'll be happy to do so. So thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it.
Really all right. And Brandon, we're about to wrap here,
yes,
but I want to mention to our listeners about the UPS Veteran-Owned Business Summit coming up September 7th.
Yes.
I'm at there. So if you're a veteran-owned small business here in the Atlanta area, Vetlanta is putting on another fantastic event. Again, that's September 7th over there at UPS Global World Headquarters, which we were just at last week.
We were. That's a nice place.
Man, it's like a future campus world.
Brave
over
new
there.
World
it
style.
It really was. Yeah. And then you're like in the woods outside. Yep. It was very, very eye-opening experience, but also awesome to connect with other veterans.
It totally was. And the speeches were given were awesome, too.
Yep. Good substantive. To have Patrick Murphy, Undersecretary of the Army, out there talking to our group. So for those who are not familiar with Vetlanta, you can go to vetlanta.org. It's a club exclusively operated for veterans, by veterans, for social and business networking opportunities, and to service the community here in the Atlanta area. So again, episode 13, Veterans Connect Radio, that's a wrap. Brandon, have fun on your European vacation. Take lots of pictures.
I will.
Snapchat me a few things.
I will Snapchat you.
Okay.
A couple times.
All right. But and
don't take screenshots.
No screenshots.
Got it.
No. And until next time, I'm Ryan Redhawk, and on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, if you're a veteran out there doing good for the Atlanta community, pitch us your story at businessradiox.com. And until next time, we'll see you on the radio.